you know, if they had closed the schools, parents would have, you know, it would have been better for the parents because they, you know, more people would have known if the schools were closed. The fact is, this, you know, when I grew up, the schools were always open. We always had, we voted in the schools, you know, and, I mean, my wife ran the PTO up at the Robinson School, and, you know, they used to do bake sales, and the schools would make some money. They kept the schools open and because they usually don't, but they did because it's a special election and because I've already lost a couple days to snow and a couple days to the regular municipal elections.
Yeah, and you can't close the schools for the reason of publicity for an election. Like, if you're going to want to close school for safety reasons for the students during election night, I absolutely understand that. But if it's for the publicity of the election and getting the word out there, that's something that falls on the candidates and falls on, you know, the people of Lowell who care and who really want to promote either candidate. A very tough turnout, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, you had, what was the total in Lowell? Rodney, Vanna Howard, and these are unofficial numbers, but Vanna Howard, 2,149, Rodney Elliott, 1,494. I mean, you're talking about a little over 4,000, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, less than 6,000 in Lowell, surprisingly.
Yeah. If my math is right here, 5,937? Yeah, that's about, yeah. So that is, you know, a really poor. And we kind of knew, you know, during the day, there were a few of us who, I, you know, in my job, I was out in Tewksbury High School, and I was driving back to Lowell, so I swung around 1 o'clock, I swung by the Riley School. And in those numbers, the Riley School were just over 300 and like 330 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I went home for lunch, and then I voted up at the Robinson School, and the two precincts up at the Robinson at 2 o'clock in the afternoon were only 100. So it was, you knew it was going to be a small turnout. I think the bigger surprises in yesterday's election to a lot of people was how well Vanna Howard did in Tingsboro, Dunstable, Pepperell, and Dracut. You know, a lot of us who think we follow politics, think we understand what's going on, had projected that if Rodney had stayed close in Lowell, he would win Dracut, Tingsboro, and Dunstable. And then it would be down to Pepperell, where when Eddie Kennedy first won the election, Eddie Kennedy won the election when he won Pepperell.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people thought, because Pepperell's been very active, we know that Vanna Howard worked a lot out there. It turns out Vanna Howard worked a lot everywhere.
Yeah. And I think the thing is, too, is when you have turnout at that low of a number, anything can happen. That's kind of like when you add the statistical significance of it, all the polls and projections kind of go out the window because you really have no idea what's going to happen. And then you add in the work that she did in those smaller places. And I grew up in Groton, and that's right next to Dunstable. Both have a high school together. So I know that base pretty well. And seeing them go, you know, pretty strongly in favor of Vanna Howard was surprising to me. But, man, she was out there putting in the work and putting in the numbers, and it showed.
Right, exactly. It showed, and, you know, again, these numbers are all unofficial, but here's the breakdown. We gave you the Lowell numbers. Vanna Howard, 2,149. Rodney Elliott, 1,494. In Dracut, where a lot of people thought that Rodney was going to be running away with Dracut, Rodney did win Dracut. Rodney won Dracut by a little over 100 votes. 496 to 359. So that was a very close race, closer than a lot of people thought Dracut would be. Rodney won that by 137 votes. Vanna Howard won every other community, Lowell and all of the surrounding towns. Tingsboro, Vanna Howard, 219. Rodney Elliott, 130. Pepperell was Vanna's big win. Vanna Howard, 445. Rodney Elliott, 151. She won Pepperell by almost 300 votes, 294 votes in Pepperell. And in Dunstable, 154 to 98. So she carried every community except Dracut. Now, what does that tell you? Does that tell you that the younger progressive people get out and vote? Or does that tell you that the Democrats, who are a lot trending toward, you know, more progressive Democrats, they get their people out. They get out there and they vote. And, you know, Erin Gendron pointed out last night during the election coverage that if you look in Lowell, where Vanna has run in her district, she's always around that 2,600 mark in the preliminary. And, I mean, in a race that had very little turnout, you know, she still came around 2,100 in Lowell. So she's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Her base is very consistent.
And I think you're 100% right on that. The more progressive sides they get the people out there. And obviously a strong candidate in Ronnie Elliott, been in the area forever, and people know the name. But I think those progressive candidates, and they even see it, you see it on a national level. These people are the loudest on social media. These people are out there in the community more than anybody, and you see them. They're very apparent. And I think that played out in the election today, that they vote, you know, at the local, the state, and the federal level. So,
like I said, I was driving back from Tewksbury, so I drove by some of the polling places. I stopped at the Riley. I stopped at the Robinson to vote. One thing that did catch my eye in both of those places was that Vanna Howard had people out there and had four or five people out there, where up at the Robinson at that time in the afternoon at 2 o'clock, Rodney didn't have anyone there, but Vanna did. She had, you know, one person. Over at the Riley, Vanna had her family. Her family was out there with her, and Rodney had a couple of guys out there. But Vanna had a bigger crowd, and former Mr. Lowell, former city manager, former athletic director, former city councilor, former mayor, Brian Martin, who worked with Vanna when he worked for Nikki Tsongas, was out there. You know, people turned out for her, holding signs, talking to people as they came in, and but it was a pitiful, pitiful turnout. Now, on the flip side of things, on the Republican side, it does look like Sam Meese has enough votes. He needed 300 votes to get on the Republican ballot. As of when this article on Inside Lowell was posted last night, Drakett, Pepperell, Kingsborough have confirmed counting 252 votes for Sam Meese, while Lowell and Dunstable reported 237 and 64 write-in votes, but those ballots have not been confirmed. Now, so we heard last night when they were talking with the, I believe it was the Pepperell people that they were talking to, and, you know, Sam had gotten a number of votes. I think they were, you know, like 80-something votes, but 72 of them were for Sam. So he didn't get every write-in on the Republican side, but he got the majority. And right now, depending on certification today, the March race will now have three candidates. You mentioned, you know, Vanna squaring off against Sam Meese, but we can't forget that Joe Espinola is already on that ballot as an unenrolled candidate. So now, instead of, you know, two candidates on the Democratic side and one trying to get on the Republican side, you're going to have Vanna Howard, Joe Espinola, and Sam Meese.
What do you think about their chances heading into that?
I said it last night. You only get a month.
Yeah.
You only have the month, and we're 5 days, 4 days into February already. I just don't see Joe or Sam being able to run enough of a ground game in the next 30 days that either one of them would be close. You know, Rodney has a lot more election experience than either one of those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Joe will be, you know, pressing on the fact that, you know, she voted for the gun bill, she voted for ADU, she, you know, voted for, she supports this other bill that is allegedly just a traffic study.
Yeah, mileage tax.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, in the last few weeks, that was a big that was a big push button. I wrote about it a couple times in my Sunday notes column, and you know, people who support that bill or support Vanna were quick to say it is not. You know, we're not punishing people. We're not going to tell you how much you can drive. If you read the wording of the bill, they're talking about mandating cutting, you know, and in trying to improve MBTA service. But as someone who worked in Marlboro for 20 years and lived in Lowell, you know, there was no way to get to there from here without taking a train into Boston and another train out to Frame. And it's just no easy transportation.
No reliability either. You're not going
to... No, and so are you going to start, you know, if my son lives in Pepperell, he drives to Lexington to go to work.
Yeah.
So is he going to be punished? But that didn't work. That attack, it didn't get enough people riled up or get enough people out there to make any huge difference, especially in the towns where, you know, I thought and a lot of other people thought that would resonate, you know, much more with the towns. It didn't. And, you know, you got to congratulate Vanna Howard and her campaign team. They got their people out. You know, if not a lot of people went out, but the people who did, they were for Vanna, and they showed it overwhelmingly.
Yeah. When you talk about a month to rally votes, and it's over 2,000 votes that you're going to need, especially with if some of those Democrats then who turned out for Romney then go and turn out for Howard, it's quite possible that they would need to rally even more than that. So it's going to be interesting seeing really what the numbers come out to, but I'd agree with you. It's going to be a very strong turnout for Vanna Howard, at least relative to what the total number is. So it'd be tough for either of those guys to make a move.
If you have a question or you want to talk about last night's election, 978-454-4980. That is our telephone number. That is also the Milltown Plumbing, Heating, Electrical text line. You're welcome to join us. We are broadcasting live from 61 Market Street from the nice and toasty Nash Casino Studios. It's nice and comfortable in here this morning. What was the breakdown in Belvedere? Maybe voters want women like the rest of the state. The breakdown in Belvedere was... Vanna Howard won Belvedere by about 230 votes. 594 to 364 was the breakdown with the numbers we had last night in Belvedere. Vanna's always done well in Belvedere. That is her district. Did almost the entire city council publicly endorse Rodney Elliott? What happens now that Vanna won by such a large margin? Nothing happens now. They, you know, the majority of the city council did come out in a mailer supporting Vanna Howard. And you know what? The candidate lost. You know, Vanna's going to be the state senator. You need your state senator to, you know, try to bring money back to the district. So they're going to have to work with her. And, you know, Vanna has been around now. This is her third election that she's run and won. She understands how it works. You know, will she be happy with them? No. Will she do what she can to support her city? Absolutely. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to. Have, I don't think, a huge negative effect. It may have a negative effect if they try to do, you know, something like force a facilities bill, but that was brought up at last night's council meeting also, and that's not going to, at least right now, that home rule petition was...